All right. You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR Community Radio, and we are very happy to have on our program today Piper Rodd, who is the NTU branch president of the Deakin University, and we have her on the program because basically it has been kind of reported that more than 200 jobs could be cut at Deakin University under a proposed restructure in response to financial pressures caused by the pandemic. So, good morning, Piper.
Good morning, Jacob.
All right, so maybe to start off, what can you tell us about this kind of proposed kind of restructuring by Deakin University and its kind of implications for workers?
Yeah, so I guess the first thing to say is that people were really quite shocked and really quite devastated. The staff across the university went through, you might know, a huge restructure, and we lost at least 400 jobs last year. And so we were hoping, I suppose, that that was enough, given that this is all being sort of said to be, as you said in your intro, a result of, you know, the pandemic and the economic climate that has affected universities because of the confluence of events in the last 2 years, in the terms of the decline of international students being able to come because of closed borders, and which was sort of only exacerbated then with the Liberal government's federal changes to higher education funding at the end of last year, which, despite their rhetoric, effectively defunded public universities across the country. So, you know, while that's certainly the rhetoric that universities are using to cut jobs across the sector, across the country, we would sort of argue that this is not really necessary and it's certainly not inevitable. So I think workers at Deakin this week were really, really quite dismayed and upset and shocked at the announcement, which came at a time of absolute exhaustion. Workers are kind of already overloaded, taking on more and more work as a result of the cuts last year and the restructure, but also, of course, at a time of lockdown where people are having to work from home and juggle family responsibilities with no sort of rest, and they've had to. It's week 7 in our semester at Deakin, and so parents and all workers have had to move back to online work environments. And the university has made no concession, unlike just about every university in Victoria, that people have these competing pressures on them and are just exhausted and unable to sort of, to keep going. And so instead of offering, extra leave like other universities, RMIT, Monash, Melbourne have all done that. BU this week, I heard, in recognition of this extra pressure, Deakin University instead chose to make a really brutal announcement that, effectively cuts, 200 people's livelihoods and careers.
So essentially, because you just made the kind of comparison to other universities, essentially those 200 jobs are going to be cut with no compensation whatsoever?
No. So, if you're an ongoing employee and your position is effectively made redundant, which is what is sort of being foreshadowed, though we're not really sure exactly what this will look like, the university is contractually obliged through our EA to offer some sort of redundancy payout, but that will depend on a whole range of factors, not least of all, how long you've been a loyal employee of the university.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, one of the next kind of things as well is these kind of cuts, they're coming on, are they coming on top of already, of cuts that have already, because from my understanding, almost every kind of university last year, as a result of the pandemic, made all sorts of kind of job cuts, etc. What was sort of the experience sort of last year? I'm pretty sure Deakin went through, also did, these job cuts would be on top of already kind of existing job cuts that would have been implemented last year. Is that the case?
Yeah, well, no, as I said, Jacob, like Deakin was one of the first universities in the pandemic last year to cut workers, and they did it. So we lost 400 workers. None of those cuts last year were voluntary. So the university just sort of used the excuse of a major workplace change to just slash 400 jobs out of hand. And so, you know, as I said, we're really still sort of reeling from that in many practical ways, because the work hasn't disappeared. I mean, if anything, you know, this myth that universities across the country who, you know, last year, you might know, the well-stated statistic is that approximately 20,000 Australian university workers lost their jobs. And, of course, universities were not afforded JobKeeper, unlike just about, you know, any other business, as we now all know, who often profited very nicely out of JobKeeper. So massive, you know, it was one of the worst, or probably, you know, the worst industry who has been hardest hit. And that, you know, the fact that this kind of continues, you know, if anything, work increased for, you know, teaching staff, administrative staff, all the support staff, when everybody at university had to go online. And so now we're proposing another 200 on the back of 400 jobs at least last year, which is a massive cut. Mm. And this comes at a time when we have, it's not like our student numbers are down. We have more students than ever before because of the nature of the federal government funding arrangements. That means effectively we have to do less money per student.
And in terms of that, in terms of like going into kind of like what is going to be, I guess, there's going to be consultation. The university management is going to be opening up kind of consultation about this sort of planned kind of restructuring for kind of like the next 2 weeks. And I guess what is the kind of union, especially in terms of the Deakin University NTU branch, going to kind of do in response? And what are workers going to kind of be demanding? Obviously, there'll be a demanding of not these cuts shouldn't happen, obviously, at all, but I guess what other kind of political demands are you going to try and put on to Deakin University to, you know, avoid this kind of cut, these cuts, to fight against these cuts, essentially?
That's a really good question. So I guess the first thing to note is the members of the Deakin NTU branch yesterday had a meeting where over 200 members across the university attended, and we passed a motion calling on the university to stop the proposal, and we've rejected. Members voted overwhelmingly to reject the proposal outright, saying that it was, we feel largely that it's illegitimate and unfair, We also feel really strongly that the proposed 2 week consultation, coming at a time, as I say, of immense stress for workers across the university, is just completely inadequate to address the sort of range and breadth of the sweeping changes that they're proposing. You know, if the university is serious, as they claim they are, that they want input and that this is not written in stone and this is a genuine consultation for what they're proposing that comes as you know, largely without warning. I mean, the details of this plan are quite extensive, and until this week, nobody had really seen any of the details. So, you know, it's just a kind of impossible ask to genuinely engage with this process and see it as legitimate, if that, you know, given the way that the university has gone about it.
And I guess we're getting into, I guess, a bit out of time now, so it's we have time for some final comments. I guess, in terms of, like, any kind of final comments you'd kind of like to make, especially how people can, you know, support any workers taking kind of action against this, but also maybe also have any comments about, I guess, your kind of political analysis on, you know, the kind of root kind of causes, because ultimately one of the elephant in the room in terms of what is forcing all these university managements, although that's not defending what these university managements are doing, but there is this material pressure from the fact that the federal government has essentially gutted higher education throughout this whole pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, both really good questions. Again, I would sort of stress that, you know, this is not inevitable. The university could look at other ways. It's not like Deakin, you know, is sort of poor. And, you know, we sort of think that they're the first recourse of university management through this whole pandemic has been to do away with their greatest resource at a time when the country needs, you know, bright minds, good ideas, well-educated people more than ever before. So, you know, we really would argue strongly that this is, you know, there are always alternatives. And this whole idea, you know, this has been termed as Deakin Reimagined, meant to make us more vibrant as a university community. And, you know, it's just doing the opposite. Like, it just, you know, people are absolutely demoralized and exhausted. And, you know, there are always alternatives. And I would point out, you know, the kind of, you said, the elephant in the room. I mean, the elephant in the room for our university and for all universities in Australia is that at a time when public higher education is funded at an all-time low, and, you know, we fund public education, including universities in this country, as one of the lowest rates of any developed country in the world. We're like 35 of 38 OECD countries or something. And yet our vice chancellors, as your listeners will know, make more money than almost any vice chancellor, you know, any university executive in the world. So our own vice chancellor, for instance, had his salary increased from 720,000 last year to 900,000 on the back of 400 people losing their jobs. So, you know, and comparable sort of inflation of executive salaries. So none of which is transparent, I should note. So, you know, this idea that we need to just cut and cut and cut is, you know, I would say needs to be reimagined.
Well, that's definitely a very kind of good note to kind of end on. So, yeah, thank you very much, Piper, for being on our program today. And, yes, we definitely give you all the solidarity we can in your struggle against university management going ahead with these cuts. And, yeah, we wish you all the best in terms of fighting this.
Thanks very much, Jacob.
All right. Thank you, Piper. Okay.